and welcome to ILVE podcast. We talk about issues of work and virtual communications in international business. We are Erica and Liz from ILVE Intercultural HR and Splendid Blended Learning. In today's podcast, we would like to look at modern office communications and ask the questions, is it a meeting or a phone call? Many companies are returning to the office, but not necessarily to the old way of doing things. A large number of firms have implemented a hybrid work to working or decided to work only remotely from now on. Virtual meetings or conferences play an important role in this process of virtual or so-called hybrid work, through which teams share information, make decisions, and even work collaboratively. Over the past months, however, we observed that all these online meetings are really starting to get people down. Why is this, and what can be done to make virtual meetings something which employees are happy to participate in?
One explanation for the demotivation may be the blurring of lines between what was traditionally a meeting and what was a phone call. A meeting used to be understood as a gathering at a fixed place at a fixed time. Things like punctuality, digression from the agenda, and whether multitasking during the meeting was acceptable certainly varied from culture to culture, but the basic framework was clear. It was people dressed for business coming together to focus on a goal in a setting largely undisturbed by other issues or colleagues. Since the participants had to be physically at the venue, it required a commitment in terms of time and effort, so there was an expectation that people would be prepared for the topics and would concentrate on the issue at hand.
A phone call, on the other hand, never required an appointment. If you wanted information from a colleague, you simply ran them, with no thought of whether it was a good time or what you were interrupting. If your colleague was too busy, they would either tell you so or simply wouldn't answer. No visual contact meant that people could continue to do other tasks and observe it. Even if some culture this was considered impolite, it was also clear that a phone call could be very short and to the point, or long and chatty. Meetings, though, were never only 1 minute long or just one long chat.
In today's virtual world, there is no longer a clear line between a meeting and a phone call. People can use their online meeting tools for a 30-second business-related call or just to chat to colleagues. What's the difference between pressing the video conferencing or the phone call button, except that the camera is either on or off?
Today, there is no real difference. We used to have differing expectations for the purpose and protocol involved in the two formats. But now, the technology is increasingly merging the two, employees are being inundated with meetings, which would previously have been sorted out with a phone call. But now that the meetings like a phone calls can be made from any locations, having a screaming kids in the background or another disturbances is seen as a part for this course.
For years, employees have moaned that meetings are a waste of time. But now that starting an online meeting is as easy as picking up the phone, the number of meetings has increased dramatically. So employees feel that even more time is being wasted in meetings. Added to this, modern communication systems now not only keep you permanently available for an online meeting, as if it were the phone line, they also show your status, so it's hard to simply not answer the meeting request. On top of all of this are the cultural issues. What is the dress code of meetings versus phone calls?
Well, in some countries, there is a lot of emphasis on presentations. So if you meet someone who works from home in very casual clothes, it can leave an unprofessional impression. For example, mixed clothes between formal and home clothes. For example, blues and leggings with slippers.
Or I have another example. One person has a regular meeting, but never turns the camera on because it's a morning meeting and he's probably just got up and is still in his pajamas. Basic grooming is no longer important for some people.
A project team leader told me that he once made a mistake in scheduling a meeting with his international team. It was about 6:30 a.m. from him, so he had no choice but to turn off his camera during the session. As the situation worked very well, he now used it from time to time. To avoid discussions about his camera being switched off, he even has an excuse. The internet connection is not stable.
How can you identify which people are of highest rank when everyone has the same little box on the screen?
In hierarchical cultures, this is very important to establish. We've already seen new solutions here. Only the highest ranking people can join with the camera on, so everyone else can see and acknowledge them. This is happening now in some companies in Japan.
On this point, a colleague who was at a virtual business meeting with representatives from Japan commented that at the beginning of the meeting, he thought that most of them were going to participate with the camera off, and only the person speaking was the one with the camera on. After a while, though, he realized that this was the way he was able to identify the hierarchical order of those present. During the meeting, it could be observed that little by little, the other participants were turning on their cameras too. Because it is easy, people plan back-to-back meetings, so it can be a problem for cultures where punctuality is very important.
Yes, for example, I've had the opportunity to observe these situations in several virtual meetings. If I am moderating, I can see that the person is not participating 100% in the meeting. I once had a person who left the meeting and then come back after 15 minutes. I asked him if he had connection problems and he said he had not. He had left for a while to watch another event and as it didn't meet his expectations, he came back to our webinar.
Another issue I've heard about is that people from collective cultures tend to wait for direction.
Yes, I see this a lot in these groups. Therefore, I think it is important to rethink the moderation of virtual meetings, to try to make them more participatory, to invite them to interact and to offer them space to give their opinion.
The tools don't give people a way to dominate, for example. If you're senior and expect to dominate the meeting, you must find other creative ways to preserve your cultural norms.
So we can see we have some problems or challenges in our virtual meetings. We can see, for example, lack of interactions or of instructors and orientation with the meetings, lack of social interactions, and it's easy to get distracted.
At this point, two clear points can be observed. On the one hand, there are our own communication patterns, which either adapt or not to the different contexts in which a work meeting takes place. And on the other hand, communication via this media is forcing us to rethink our interactions and forms of communication. The key here is to educate the players in this process, to help them make the proper selection of the medium to be used, according to the purpose of the meeting, and taking into account the advantages and limitations of the communication tools.
People need to reflect on how they use these modern communication tools and how they could adapt their expectation and behavior to suit what these tools actually could provide or not. Respect.
We here at ILVI have developed a training program with specific tools that can help you to achieve this. So now to our listeners, what about your experiences with this? Do you have anything you'd like to share with us? If you're interested to know more about our methods in this topic, we'd be happy to talk to you. Just write us an email, ILVI International HR or Splendid Blended Learning.